Effection depends upon the fact that white hot metals and also hot carbon emit negative electricity in the form of very small particles called electrons. I made my detector like this. In a gas bulb, like an electric lamp, exhausted on its air, I fixed a wire of the metal tungsten, which could be rendered very hot by a small battery. Around this filament, I placed a metal cylinder. If you look around and look at the space between the hot wire and the cold metal cylinder, was a one-way street for electricity. That is to say, negative electricity could move from the filament to the cold cylinder, but not in the opposite direction. Now, I ought to have explained to you a few moments ago that when the electric waves fall on the receiving aerial wire, they create in it rapid to-and-fro movements of electricity. But these to-and-fro movements cannot affect a telephone receiver until they are changed into electric currents all in the same direction. Now, my receiver does this, and so I call it a valve, because a valve is a contrivance for allowing air or water or steam to flow only in one direction in a pipe. There is a valve in every pneumatic tire, and there are valves in the veins of our bodies. My detector does the same for electricity.